Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with 4-H coordinator for Washington County, Amy Green, about some ways that alumni can take part in the Washington County Fair this month.
The Washington County Fair is coming up pretty quickly, and there are different ways for alumni to take part. Can you share what they can start thinking about or start registering for?
If there are alumni who want to kind of relive those glory days and be back in the show ring, we do have two special shows open for alumni to participate in. And one of those is with the dairy department. And that show is on Tuesday, July 16th at 2:00. And it's open to anyone who has shown dairy in Iowa 4-H. So not just Washington County families. We have several people who come and support our kids and are part of that show every year. And so if they want to be involved, we would love to have them be a part of that show. And you don't bring your own animals. We just partner you up with a 4-H'er. We do have a form that they can pre-register on or just sign up that day to participate and kind of be back in the show and meet some of our kids, which is always the great treat, of course, because we have some really good kids. And then the other opportunity is in our horse department this year. We've never had this before, so very exciting to have an alumni halter class. And again, you would be partnered with a 4-H'er who already has the animal. The animal would have already competed in its halter classes that morning. And then we will end the halter classes with this alumni class. So that's kind of special, being put on by the horse and pony department, trying to reach out to all the alumni that they have in the area as well. That horse show is on Tuesday, July 16th as well. The show starts at 11, and we are predicting that alumni class would be approximately 1:00, but we encourage people just to come, cheer on. We are taking a registration there to make sure that we can get you paired up with the 4-H'er. So if you or someone from your family wants to participate, have them give us the call at the extension office, and we will make sure we get them partnered up. Horse and Pony is really excited. If you want to come to workouts, just like the old days, you're welcome to come to workouts and meet your partner as well.
And you don't need to know them ahead of time.
No, dairy department, they can definitely register the day of. Horse department, we would like to know just to make sure we have the horses prepared and partnered with you appropriately. So we just encourage you to call our office to get on that list.
So you could potentially have a grandparent showing their grandchild's cow.
Absolutely. What a unique memory for all of them. We have lots of generations involved, always supporting. So we'd love to carry on the tradition.
And if people don't necessarily want to get back in the ring, but they still want to take part in the fair as an adult, are there different ways they can do that?
If they want to exhibit projects, the Fair Board does host the open projects, which would range from quilting to pies to flowers to you name it. That's held in our schoolhouse, and they have volunteers and a committee there who will help check in projects on Sunday and Monday for the open class exhibits. But then we also, as the Extension Office and the 4-H program, would love to have volunteers. So if you just want to be in the setting and be in the fun and be in the craziness and sort tickets or ribbons or put on labels or hand out water, whatever. We know what it's like to be a part of this 4-H family, and we want to include everybody all the time. So you can give us a call at the Extension Office and let us know kind of what you would like to participate in, and we can see where we have some needs. And then we also want to invite everyone to participate in our family 4-H photo. So alumni are critical part of our program, tradition, foundation. And so we encourage anyone to come and participate in that big, huge family photo. We're taking an aerial photo this year by a drone, and Continuum Ag does that for us. So we're going to get together in a huge clover shape, of course, for 4-H. And we call that our family photo, which will be Monday, July 15th at noon. We're going to all get situated. We just check in south of the grandstand, and we'll get you lined up in the proper shape, and then we'll use that picture all year as our family picture and kind of record who's here. And it's really fun to do with your family and look back and see your little tiny speck in the photo, or just know that you're still a part of us, and so we'd love to have you.
And are you hoping to get a certain number of people in that photo?
A million? Is that too many?
It feels like the way Washington 4-H grows, that could be a possibility.
Yeah, parking might be an issue, but we will find a spot for them in the picture.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Washington 4-H Director Amy Green talking about how alumni can get involved in the Washington County Fair. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.